You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I'm going to speak out. Lilei Rav Tavshilim Sugya. From Rabbi Willig. I'm going to speak out of Moshe Steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe we'll start with Rav Moshe Steer in Shulchan. It teaches us a lot. Rav Moshe has a Steer in Mishnah Brurus. Somebody asked Rav Moshe, I want to ask my brother. My brother should have a Refuah Shleima. I dedicated this morning Shia. I should dedicate the Shia for Refuah Shleima to Aaron Avner ben Brindel Alevi, my older brother, who's in NYU and needs a Refuah. Baruch Hashem, we're confident we have a good shluchim. The Baruch Hashem is going to get better, but he needs our tefillas. Aaron Avner ben Brindel Alevi. So I'm dedicating here Refuah Shleima to him. Now, there's a steer in Mishnah Berurah from Tafayim Bays. In Siman Taf Ayin Beis, in Zion. In Siman Taf Ayin Beis, he talks about if you drink the kosher the matzah without a seba. Everybody knows that the ikadin, you know, the mechaber says you're not yotze. Mechaber says if you drink the abba kosher without a seba, you're not yotze. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Rama says that bizman hazeh that's ein derech lahasev. It's not the day nobody does a seba. I always say when you come into a person's house, you see him doing a seba, you think he's a nutcase. You don't think he's a prince. So this is a shita of the Raviya. So Rama says, it's not a seba, it's not a seba. Kedayu Raviya. It's Kedayu Raviya. List Mechalav, B'diyevid Yatsa below a seba. Now, Rama makes the compromise of 1853. Rama says that the third and fourth cups, which if you would drink it again, you'd have to make another bracha. See, after the third cup, it's birch samazi, you're not allowed to drink wine. So you don't plan to drink. If you drink another kais, you have to make a bracha. So it looks like you're adding on to the four kaises, and don't do it again. So make on the review. But the first and second kaises, which you drink after them, so you should do it again. The Magen Avraham says, not the first kais. You drink after the first kais. After the first kais, you start agar, the manishtana. And you don't drink after that. Because we hold you're not supposed to drink during the Haggadah. So halacha, 1, 3, and 4, if you forget to do a seba, you don't do it again. Because if you do it again, you'd have to make a bracha. It looks so we rely on the Raviya. Now, I wanted to say, Rabbi, that this Raviya, it's an old Vard, but I think it's a good Vard. It's my Ha'aris, I like it. Machloikis Rashbam and Tosfos. If bizman hazeh, it makes sense to do a seva. Does it make sense? You say, well, you don't look like a king. When you do a seva, you look like a fool. You don't look like a king. Because kings, Donald Trump and even the Queen of England, she's not reclining on a bed when she eats. No kings do a seva today. You don't look like a king. So Raviya says the mitzvah is but. So what I want to say is, this is a machlekes mashma.
Saudi Arabia, they do.
What?
In Saudi Arabia, they do.
They lie down. Did they do
it?
Saudi Arabia.
Sure.
Well, yeah, they're old fashioned. There are people that lie down still. But at least in Europe, it was out of style. They say, this, you look like an idiot. So Mishnah says, I feel unishibi swell. Even a poor person has to do a seba. So Rashbam learns, he has to do a seba. They chayim b'mita v'ashulchan on a bed. That's a Rashbam. When you do a seba, now Tosfos says no. Even if he doesn't have a bed, let's say he's doing it on a hard bench. So Tosfos learns that a poor person who has nothing to do a seba on, he's just going to do it on a hard bench. There's also mitzvahs. So I claim that this is the machlekes Rashbam and Tosfos. Rashbam holds you have to look like a prince. That's what Rashbam says on a bed. Rashbam says a seba must be on a bed. It's interesting to note that the Ramon Shulchan Aruch says an ani afilo ani Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos. An ani shein lo karim, an ani that has no pillows, ala saibsto. So the Ramon paskins like Tosfos. The Rama says, if you don't have anything to say, a fancy bed, a couch, so do it on a hard bench. You don't look like a prince. So hey, this is the machlekes, it's the Raviyah. Rav Yoh is claiming, like Rashbam, you gotta look like a prince. The Haseb is not just a Maisa reclining. If you want to put it the brisker way, Judd wants to hear the brisker say. The brisker say, it's a Maisa Haseb. The father, there's a philosophy. You look like a prince. But the din, Rabbanan, is you gotta recline. You look like a prince, you look like an idiot, it doesn't matter. And Rav Yoh holds like Rashbam. If you don't have a pillow, if you don't have a nice bed, and you don't look like a prince, then there's no mitzvah. So this Rabbi say, this is an old claim of mine, that the Rav Yoh, relying on the Rav Yoh. Now remember, now this is interesting. So now, do we really rely on the Rav Yoh? You know, it's the Ikadim we pass, not like the Rav Yoh. Rambam doesn't believe in that. So mitzvah seba, the Ikad socket looks like, is not like the Rav Yoh. It just, if you're going to do it again, when you're not supposed to do it, or you're going to cause a problem, a halachic problem, like the third and fourth kais, and according to my Gemara, even the first kais. If you'll drink again, you have to make another bracha. If you make another bracha, it looks like you're eating another kais. So therefore, you rely on Rav Yoh not to do something that's questionable in halach. So in other words, that's why we rely on the Rav Yoh. Now, Afikun.
Question?
Question? What? Yes.
If the Abacus is not really the Raisa.
Only the Rabban, correct.
So what are you? You are about Taisa?
If you do an extra one.
Yeah, so
you do an extra one. Yes, so Chaim, we're going to talk about that with Afikun. Chaim is saying, so you did an extra kais. You know, I'm sure you've heard Shurim. Some Rishonim hold their five kaises. We have kais shel Eliyahu, right? What's wrong? Chaim is asking. Big deal. See, a meisiv ala kaises. I'm not sure. Is it bal toisef and a drabonon? You're only supposed to have four. Or maybe the idea of having four, you're ruining the idea. We want four the shaydus of gula like Rashbam quotes. It's not even a gemara. It's a Yishalmi. But we want four. We don't want people to do more. Nirik and Moisef. That's Chaim Kidarko is asking a good Lumdish Akasha. Who cares about being Moisef ala Kaisis? Nirik and Moisef ala Kaisis. The Rama says it. It's Shasha Nirik and Moisef ala Kaisis. So what's wrong with being Moisef ala Kaisis?
We can ask six Kashas by the Manashtana too. You don't have to ask only four Kashas.
You can ask six Kashas. Yeah.
Each kasha gets a
kos. Yeah, you can ask. It says you can only ask four kashas. Your kids, they ask 10 kashas. They're not four kashas. Stop. Then we can place if Allah kushas.
Right.
He's going to say only four kashas. No more. I don't want to hear more kashas. This year, for the first time in over half a century, my wife and I are going to celebrate the Seder together. I was just speaking to a chassan kawa, Baruch Hashem, all day, busy with questions. Fixing up the house for Pesach. The Chas and Kala, having the Seder together. So I said, wonderful. I'm having a Seder with my Kala together also. Many of us are having the Seder for the first time. And with this guy, it's his first year marriage. I said, wonderful. That's a good way to start your marriage with the Seder with your Kala. And so many of us, especially those of us who don't have children in the house, so that children live outside. And it's a problem, the children coming to us or us going to the children. So we're going to celebrate. Like to brush up on the Manishtana. It's been many years since I've been the Manishtana. I said, practice up the Manishtana, and I'll practice up the answers. So we'll manage the session. So the Mishnah. So here we have the Mishnah with the Kos. Now let's get to Afikun. We're not up to the Steria. We need all this introduction for this. See, the Ramah says that in Kais 3 and 4, and as I said today, it's even Kais 1, 3 and 4, if you get to do a Seba, so you don't do it again, because it's a downside. We don't want you to do it again, because it looks like Moisef ala Kaisis. So Chaim asked the strong Kasha, who cares your Moisef ala Kaisis? What is this about Taisef? Well, I say maybe just, you want it to be Arba Kaisis. You want it to be Arba Kaisis. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, what about Afikun? The Mishnah Berurah talks here about Afikun. If you get to do a Seba by Afikun, should you eat another Afikun? But if you got Afikun, If eating the kazayas fafikai, and you forgot to do a seva, should you eat it again? So Mishnah Berurah says, miyu bafikai, im shachach lechol basay. Oide, you got to recline when you ate bafikai. Lo yachzov yochlenu, don't do it again. Don't do it again. Why? The usa lechol shnei paim bafikai. You're not allowed to eat two afikai. Whoa, it's a chayada. Chayadim says, by afikai, don't do it again. Now, so that two etayrim afikai. So you have to be covering, if you look at the Mishnah, in the Shaar Tzion, many of you, you don't have to have it. In the Shaar Tzion, at the bottom of the footnote, he gives two etayrim afikai that you yaitzu without a seba. If you said, if you didn't do a seba by afikomen, you don't do it again, says the Chayadim, because you can't do two afikomens. We were wondering what's wrong with doing two afikomens. Someone suggested you're not allowed to eat after the afikomen. But you know why you're not allowed to eat after the afikomen? Because you're supposed to have the taste of matzah in your mouth. If you eat more matzah, so what's wrong with having two afikomens?
And having two afikomens, he wasn't yaitzah with the first one.
Yeah, but if you were yaitzah, see, according to the Rambam, and according to the Rav Yehuda, you are yaitzah. So we don't want you to do it again, because just like with the wine, because if you don't need it again, so you already were yaitzah before. So according to the Rav Yehuda, you're yaitzah without a seba. According to the Rambam, you don't need a seba by afikaimen. So it's having two afikaimen. So therefore, you don't do it again. And here you not only have the Rav Yehuda to rely on, and the halachic problem is having two afikaimen. And Simon Tuf Ayin Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, come with a seba. Mechaber says, kazayas, one kazayas. The Mishnah Berurah says it's better to have two, but you don't have two because you know the shiurim that we use one is two. So zechel pesach hanechal al asova, and you did by seba. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here that you should eat it without seba. So Sifkat and Dalit, Tuf Ayin Zayin. Let's see, eight Avikam with Ara Seva. In Shaka, Ma'achla B'la Seva. Ein Tzarech. You don't have to lachs v'lechol. In Kashmachil. The Mishnah Berurah says here that if it's hard to consume, you're full, you're satiated. If it's hard, you don't have to do it again. The Mishnah Berurah says, brings for the Chayim, you can't do it again. You shouldn't. Here he says, if it's hard to eat, you don't have to do it again, but you could do it again. So this is called the contradiction in Mishnah Berurah. I have a thing that I found many contradictions in Mishnah Berurah, and I usually say, Chavetz Chaim didn't write the whole thing. Some of his children wrote some simanim, so maybe a theory attributed to being a different author. That's what I call jokingly the scholarly answer. It's different authors, but Rav Moshe says Gishmak. Yeah, this theory, Rabbi Yisai, in Siman Tuf Ayin Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you forgot to do a seba, don't do it again. Lo yachz yochlenu, because you're not allowed to eat two. In Siman Tuf Ayin Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's hard, you don't have to do it again. But Rabbi is suggesting to do it again. He says, well, if it's hard, you need to concise. See, Rav Moshe answers, see, it doesn't matter if that's the answer to steer, but it's Dvar Mamiti. Rabbi Yisai, how many afikomens do you eat? I say you eat about five afikomens. Because if you're following the charts, eat at least five afikomens. So Rav Moshe says, if you still, it's Dachilas Pras, you still didn't finish afikomen, you forgot to do a seba. And it's still within Achilas Pras, so there's not a problem with eating another afikomen. Because it's still connected to the first achila. The Mishnah Berurah says in the beginning, in Tuf Ayin Beis, that you can't do it again. You just think you want my name, you benched already. So now it's a new afikaimen. See here, Rabbi Yisai, Rav Moshe's beautiful terrace. Rav Moshe says, so whether that's the answer to the stira, but it's for my medium any. So you're not called to eating two afikaimens. We Rabbi Yisai, we eat a lot of afikaimens. We eat so many kazesim. But as long as it's not a new achila. So Moshe says, the Mishnah Berurah says that ain't, it means right away. You ate and without, you didn't go further. You just ate the Have you come without a seba? And he remembered, says, okay, if you want, you can eat more. If it's hard for you, you don't have to eat more. The Mishnah Berurah says, well, it's aser, as he says, see the talking, where you've benched already, where you've finished the avikayim. Now you're going to start a new achila. That's aser because you're not letting it. That's the answer Rav Moshe says to this theory. And I thought it was a beautiful answer, Varm. Nechotam amitiyim. I didn't need my askama. I thought it was a very nice teretz to this theory in Mishnah Berurah. Now,
do you have to bench Baseba?
No, you shouldn't. Halo, you should do Baseba. Even Halo, they don't recommend to do Baseba. The Ramos says you should eat the whole sud of Baseba. Chatchila Yesef Kola Sud. Ramos says the whole sud you should do Baseba. For others, it's very uncomfortable. Can you imagine eating this soup doing Baseba? It's very uncomfortable. So I'm usually...
Use a straw.
Huh?
You use a straw.
Use a straw. Okay. So, you know, you got to figure out how to do a save of the whole meal. Rabbi says, l'chadchili should be massive. The entire sudi should be massive. You know,
my knedel doesn't fit through a straw.
I taste like a knedel.
That's only the last days.
The potato starch knedel. Shmini shell. Pesach, you'll have a real knedel with matzah meal. You'll have a real knedel.
This year, I can have one the first days.
Okay, Rabbi Say, I'd like to speak a little bit about Erev Tavshil. I don't know how much more time we have. We're on borrowed time. My Zoom is working. My cousin had a big kasha. This is Nogea the virus. Nogea Erev Tavshil. So let's talk a little bit about Erev Tavshil. The oil about the sugi of Erev Tavshilin, and I'll share with you the kasha of Matcha Vilik, his kasha, and his teretz, and my teretz. It's pretty interesting, Allah Lamais of Erev Tavshilin, in light of the virus, the crazy virus that's caused frozen the world. The world is frozen because of this. Hashem sent the world this virus. See, Rabbi Say, Erev Tavshilin, you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook from Yantif to Shabbos. If that would be an Isidah Raisa, Erev Tashilim wouldn't work. Erev Tashilim works because it's only Midrabbanan, you can't cook from Yantif to Shabbos. Now, why is it only the Rabban? Why isn't it a Raisa? It's Machlaikis Imsachim, Haitham Yantif Lechoyal. If you cook from Yantif to the weekdays, Machlaikis Imsachim, if you get lashes, Malkis, say, but Rebbe, you're allowed to cook on Yantif. But if you cook on Yontif for the weekdays, to Machloek's Rabbi and Rav Chisda. Rabbi says you don't get lashes. You know why? You know why Rabbi says you don't get lashes? Rabbi says you don't get lashes because you may have company. Hoyol, we love that Hoyol. Maybe you'll have company. Hoyol, maybe company will come. So even though you cooked for weekdays, but you never know, company may come. So then it'll turn out you cooked for Shabbos. So you don't get for Yontif. We're talking about Yontif to the weekdays. We'll get to Shabbos in a minute. So Rabbi holds, you don't get lashes if you cook from Yontif to the weekdays because you may have company. It's kedai to note. Is this Nogea, what we would speak about in Lamedus. Taisus es, and Shabbos, if you hold of Hoyel, why can't you cook on Shabbos? What may you get? Yassi, you know what Taisa says in Pesachim. You may have a cholish yesh basakon. Taisa says, why can't you cook on Shabbos? Hoyel, on Yontif, you can cook for weekdays. It doesn't say it's mutter, but you don't get lashes. It's not a nisa d'araisa. See, Hoyel doesn't make it mutter. Hoyel makes it only asim drabon. This svar, you may have company, makes it, it's not asim d'araisa. Fake Taisa says, why do you give a guy skila? If he cooks on Shabbos, he may have a cholish yesh b'sakon. Somebody gets sick, needs meat. So just like we matter on Yontif, you may have company, so you cook for Yontif. So on Shabbos, we should say you're not chayv skila. It's an asim daraisa because you may have a cholish yesh b'sakon. You like that kashajah, the etaisis?
That's to be shchiach.
Oh! Who said that? Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, good, yes. So Taisis says in Pesachim, it's not so common. Company is very common, but it's not common to have a cholish yesh b'sakon. So remember that, Taisus. I want to remind you that the Chazon Ish gives another teretz to Taisus Kash. We're not stuck with Taisus Teretz. When we finish this shiur, we may want to have another teretz to Taisus Kash. is if you're going to go with Tosfos, then my cousin will be right, then we'll have to paskin like Rabbi Willig, chas v'shalom. I'll tell you a solution, you won't be so happy. So, says, so I asked you a question. How does Erev Tavshilim work? You know what Erev Tavshilim means? You don't start cooking on Yontif. You start cooking Erev Yontif. So people realize, oh, I can't cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Kavachom, I can't cook from Yontif to weekdays. So Erev Tavshilim works only because it's in this of the Rabban. Why is it in from cooking for Yontif to Shabbos? Why is it in this Rabban and cooking from Yontif to Shabbos? So Mishnah Berurah brings me Allah like Rabban. Same reason. In other words, Erev Tavshilim only works in conjunction if you have the idea that you may have company. Ah, so it's not, in other words, if without the din of Hayel, if it's a Daraisa to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Now, it's true. If you learn, remember Psachim, Rav Chista holds Tzarech Shabbos Nasim Yom Tov. The Shaila why? Rav Chista doesn't, Rab, Mishnah Berurah Paskins. As a matter of fact, it's Nogel Allah. I always tell my wife, and I announce in shul, when we have the shul, is when we're open for business, that when you cook Erev Shabbos, and Yom Tov Erev Shabbos, the stuff should be finished so you can serve it for company before Shabbos. Very important that it's edible, or else you can't serve it to the company. Because the whole ether of Erev Tavshilin only works in conjunction with the fact that you may have company, you serve it to the company. That's what it says in the Gemara, that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. And then we'll get to my cousin's big kasha, this man has said. It's a fake village, Shlita. You're going to have company. Are you going to have company? Friday is Friday. Shabbos is Yontif. I'm sorry, you're right. The eighth day, Pesach is Yontif. You're going to have company? You're not going to have any company this year. It's the virus. Nobody's coming. You're not going to have any company. You're waiting for company. Frank Ravillig, because of the virus, you're not going to have company. So there's no heter of Erev Tavshilim. The whole heter of Erev Tavshilim. Again, Erev Tavshilim kept in matter d'oraisa. So it comes that there's no issa d'oraisa to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Why is there no issa d'oraisa? We cook from Yontif to Shabbos. So we are. And reasons are Isaraisa is because of company. If you get company, you'll serve it for the company to the company. So Frank Ravillig, you're not expecting any company this Yontif on the eighth day. You're not getting company. When my computer broke, I suggested to Chaim, I'm calling and say the shear in your house. He almost fainted. Chas v'shalom, to let me into your house. Nobody's letting anybody into the house. Certainly not the Rav. So I forgot,
I was willing to make an exception.
I forgot about, when I'm in the middle of Shia, I forgot about the virus. I'm just focusing on the Torah, but this Torah is about the virus. Avilag asked, you know what he suggested? He was, so you'll soon see my teretz, the Kivega, the Shagas Ari. I called him up and I said, Rav Motcha, I want to show you Shagas Ari. I have a teretz to Yom Kash. But my cousin said that you should do is have your Friday night meal after Plaga Milch, when it's still Yontif. You're cooking for Shabbos. You're cooking for Shabbos. So he said, eat the Shabbos meal, Erev Shabbos, but Kabbal Shabbos. So it's still Yontif. So you're not cooking from Yontif to Shabbos. You're cooking from Yontif to Yontif because you're Kabbal Shabbos. So I told my cousin, that's Tana Machlaik, it's the Taz in the Yam Shal Shlaimai. Remember we spoke Sukkot time, Rabbi Sai. If a person would make Shmini Atzeres, I've given this a lot of shir and shul. Let's say you make Shmini Atzeres early. You mekabel Yontif. Do you have to eat in the sukkah? If you, machloek is tazli am shoshlan. If you, see, we don't make early Meir Shmini Atzeres. Often I speak about it. The Taz holds that if you make an early Meir, if you daven Meir early, we're talking about now 7 days sukkah, Shmini Atzeres early. So, do you have to eat in the sukkah? So the Taz says, no, it's Shabbos already. You don't have to eat in the sukkah. So I told Rav Willig Shlita that according to the Taz, you're cooking for Shabbos. See, Rav Willig wanted to say, since it's not yet Shabbos, you're making an early Shabbos, so it's like you're cooking from Yontif to Yontif. So I said, no, not according to the Taz. The Yom Shoshalim, the Yom Shoshalim holds when you mekabel Shabbos. So it's Shain Shabbos. Or we mekabel Yontif, you mekabel Shmini Atzeres. Sukkot is gone. So if you makabel Shabbos, it's not Yontif anymore. You cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Avila wanted to suggest, hey, I don't know if he's passing that way yet, but I tied it to him. It's a big machlok sachreinim. This works. As he claimed, even though he makabel Shabbos, but it's still yantif. So I cooked from yantif to yantif. I told him, not according to the Yamshir Shlaima. According to the Yamshir Shlaima, once you makabel yantif, it's oy sukkis. You don't have to eat the sukk anymore. But the rice is a mitzvah sukkis. It was makabel shmini atzeres, so it's no more sukkis. So based on that reasoning, I argued, and if you're going to make Shabbos early, you're going to make an early Shabbos and cook for Shabbos. You cook for Shabbos. You didn't cook for Yom Tov. So your solution is not a good solution. So what's my solution? My solution is big machleks of Vega and the Shabbos. See, my first ha'ara is your wife put up a chillin for Shabbos morning. If you have company on Yom Tov, you think you're going to serve that chillin in 100 years? In 100 years, your wife, she puts up the chillin, Erev Shabbos for Shabbos morning. You're going to have company Yontif afternoon. Are you going to serve them that chillin? I say, we're not in America 100 years. In the 75 years we're in America, did anybody ever serve that chillin to company Erev Shabbos? Oh, we had company. I'm serving them the chillin. They think you have had it. You serve them chillin? You serve your chillin that you put up for Shabbos morning to your company? I say it's less common than a chalash yesh basakon. That's my first hour to my company. Just like you say, we're not going to get company this yantif because of the virus. I say, well, and every year, every time we make an Erev Tavshilin, you're going to get company and you're going to serve your chillin to the company? Erev Shabbos. You have yantif in the afternoon, you'll have company. Oh, I have the delicious chillin for you. I just cooked some chillin for Shabbos morning. You tell that to me, and she'll pour the chillin in the egg and serve the chillin to the company. I made that for Shabbos morning. So I'm going to show you my question. And the answer to my cousin's question is the sheep of the Shabbos. Listen to this. It's in Tshuva A, Madurat Kam, and Tshuva Rabbi Kibbe. See, Rabbi Sai, let's say something is traced to the Rabbi. If something is traced to the Rabbi, something is not kosher midrabanan. If the rice is kosher, it's a chumra midrabanan. And you shecht it on yantif. And you shecht it on yantif. And you say, it's a daraisa. You shecht it on yantif. Yep. You say, Yagasai says, there's no issa daraisa. You can serve it to the company. You can serve it to the company midaraisa. Well, the company won't eat it. It's asa midrabanan. Your company, from their Orthodox, they're not going to eat its Asid Rabbanan. It's in Shagas Aryeh Shtek. The Shagas Aryeh says that if Slogas technically, so I want you to hear how the Shagas Aryeh learns Hoyel. Hoyel doesn't mean that the company is going to come, it will come. As long as technically you could serve it to the company, even though there's a reason they won't eat it because it's Asid Rabbanan. See what Taisus says if it's us and the rice, you don't say oil. If it's us and the rice, you say it's us and the rice. I can eat it. You don't say oil for Nisit the rice. But the Shagasai holds if it's only us and the Rabbanon, so you say oil. So Rabbi Kvega is, I've riot to the Shagasai. Let's say nobody lives in my tchum. Everybody makes an Erev Tavshilin. They used to live out in the farms. If nobody lives in the tchum, so nobody's going to come to my house. Saturday is Tavshilin work. Zakav Givega, that's a raya to the Shagazaya. No one's going to come. Forget about the virus. It's out of the tchum. No one's going to come visiting. I'm not getting visitors because it's out of the tchum. So no one's going to come. So according to the Shagazaya, it's muta midoraisa. Because remember, Rabbi Sai, to make the Erev Tavshilin, you have to get off the Issa Doraisa. And the Shagasai holds, even though there's an Issa Rabbanan stopping my company from coming. See, Rabbi Kivega? First, Rabbi Kivega talks about food that's Issa Rabbanan. Then he says, well, what happens if you live out of the tchum? Did anyone tell you, you can't make an Erev Tchumim because not having company is there's nobody within 2,000 amas of your home. So Zuck Rabbi Kivega, it's a riot to the Shagasai. I can make an Erev Tchum. I'm not having any company. No one's coming. They're all from. It's an Issa Rabbanan, but since Midoraisa, you can have company, could come and eat it. You say, hey, oil, and it's not us Midoraisa, so I can make an Erev Tavshilin. Machlokes Shagasayis. I told my cousin you got involved with a big Machlokes in Shagasayis and Rabbi Kivega.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Because Rabbi Kivega is convinced. Kivega, oh, we lost three people when by the blackout. I lost three, maybe just because of long shear, but I lost three people. Okay, we had two minyanim, and maybe by the blackout, by the freezer. See here, Rabbi Sai. So according to the Shagasayis, again, it's a long tshuva of Rabbi Kivega. I wasn't going to be myrich on this. See, Rabbi Kivega brings that. He brings that tosfos that you don't say hoyol if it's uncommon. So you're going to say Rabbi Kivega is in svara like the Shagasari. Lamaisa, no company is coming. See, Rabbi Kivega holds in lamdis that the svara hole is a practical thing. Hoyol company may come, and if they're not going to come, so who cares if it's an issur d'rabbanan? Kivega says, I don't care if it's the Issur d'Rabbanan or it's a virus, they're not going to come. If they're not going to come, you don't say oil. So that's Rabbi Kivega's argument, like Rabbi Willard Shlita. But the Shagasayi doesn't hold that way, Rabbi Sayi. So I told my cousin, look in Shuvah, Rabbi Kivega, it's the Shagasayi. Now you say, how do we paskin like Rabbi Kivega and the Shagasayi? Whoa, like the two biggest achoraitim in history. We paskin like the Shagasayi. Rules that even though in reality company won't come here, Rabbi says, a lot of come, is it a raisa for company to come? I don't know if it's in this raisa. And it's like Rabbi Kivega also uses this svara. It's a side thing, you know. Technically, you would have company, you'd serve them the children, or you'll serve them whatever you're cooking for Shabbos. Now, my argument is if we don't hold of the Shagasari, then the whole hoyle doesn't even work with your children. So that was my first argument. You know, I'm proving to you that you don't need the reality that you will serve it to the company. Like the Shagasaria holds that as long as it's possible, halachically possible, to serve it to company, so that takes off the Sadaris. So it's very good. Arev Tashin works even for the children. But if it really means, like, and like Tyson Mashma, oh, it's a common thing. It's a common thing. Company will come. Okay, you get company, and then sometimes you have the afternoon. And you're going to serve them your Shabbos lunch, the chillin that you put up for Shabbos? I don't think in 50 years, tell me if that ever happened in America. I don't know. It's certainly not common. Now, I'll give you the other terrors. I'll end the shiur, Rabbi Sayi. So this is my humble opinion. You make an Erev Tav Shilin. We'll rely on it. You don't have to be Makabel Shabbos early. I'm happy with that solution. We'll make Shabbos at night, and you're allowed to make an Erev Tav Shilin. We rely on the Shagasari, even though Mitzias, you're not going to have come. In Mitzias, the rabbis say, don't go visit. They recommend not to coming. But I won't say it's a Nisida Raisa, Rabbi said. It's a Nisida Raisa to come. You wear a mask, you wear gloves, stay 6 feet apart. There's no Nisida Raisa or the Rabban. It's just people recommended not to go visiting. I'm all for being careful. Rabbi said, I don't mean that people should be reckless, chas v'shalom. I say you listen to all the medical advice. I'm not being chas v'shalom nakel on this. My sister's in the hospital. My brother's in the hospital. So it hit very close to home. This.
Rabbi, can you go back to the case of the Shemini Atzeres and you make Shabbos early? What's the problem about that?
Shemini Atzeres early. So now, on Shemini Atzeres, you have to eat in the sukkah. It's Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
If I made Shemini Atzeres early, it's still day. Can I eat out of the sukkah? It's still mitzvah of sukkah. That's my like the taz in the yam shel shalom.
No, as far as cooking is concerned.
If you make yantif, you don't have to eat in the sukkah anymore. No more mitzvah sukkah. So that's why tying with my cousin, according to the shloime, you make Shabbos early, but you're cooking for yantif because it's still yantif. Sorry, according to the yam shel shloime, if you're makabel shmini atzeres or you're makabel Shabbos, it's not yantif anymore. You cook from yantif to Shabbos. My cousin argued, but it's still yantiv. It's before Shkia. It's still yantiv. I told him that's machlokes. It's the tazni amshel shleima. So I'm not convinced of your solution.
And somebody might show up before Shabbos. Hoyel.
Yeah, you know he doesn't rely on hoyel. My cousin did away with hoyel. The virus. See, my cousin threw out hoyel. My cousin holds like Rabbi Kivega. There ain't no company coming. You can bet that you're not going to come. No one's coming to visit. All the rabbis and all the doctors recommended stay home. Right? So no one's coming to visit. So I say, who cares? The Shagasari doesn't care. According to this, I told my cousin about the Shagas Ayim. The Shagas Ayim, we're not talking about some
at the end of the day, you don't know if Shagas Ayim.
The great lion says that if it's us and Midrabanan, so nobody will eat it, they're all from, and nobody's come out of Tchum, you still say oil. It's Mutta Midaraisa. That's how Erev Tchumim works, even though you live out in a Tchum. He has another idea of the solution for how the Erev Tavshilin could work if you're allowed in Tchum. You know, Burganim, maybe you can build some Burganim, so you can go out of the Tchum by building these little huts, Sugyan Erevin. So there's a way to get there. But then he brings heaven, as it says, that you have to be something that you can build on Shabbos. And you can be able to get there on Yontif. You can't build Borganim on Yontif. So but Yveg is Mephalpolis, he says, so Mucha the Evan Oizer, like with Shagas Aryeh. So my point is, that according to Shagas Aryeh, it doesn't matter that nobody's coming to visit. Like I argued with you. You're not serving your children, your company anyway if they come visit. Now, what about Tosfos Kash? I just to be Shriach. See, now we have to deal. I'll share with you the end of Shia with the Chazon Ish Teretz, the Tosfos Kash. Remember this beautiful Kash at Tosfos Kash? Tosfos Kash, how are you, Motcha? Good to see you, Motcha.
Thank you. Good to see Rebbe as well.
So, Tosfos Kash. See, I have to greet the steadies. Ones who come to the Thursday night shiur, the studies you're a Monday
night. Monday night. Like, I didn't know you had a Thursday night. I found the Benny Seligson.
So the shaila is, Tosfos says, if you say hayol, which would be pasking like hayol, that's why it's us only midrabanan to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. That's why I told you the Mishnah Berurah says, be cautious that the food that you're cooking for Shabbos should be ready well enough to serve to your company. Is the whole reason Erev Tashim works in conjunction with the fact of Hayil that it's not in this Dagais? The Tais says, why you have skill in Shabbos for your cook? You may have a Cholish Yesh Bo Sakonim. So, why don't you say Hayil? You may have a Cholish Yesh Bo Sakonim. Zot the Chazon Ish, a beautiful Lundish Teretz. I'm surprised I'm not going to say it already.
It's not Shriach.
Hutra and Duchya. Malach and Yantav is Hutra and Duchya. Everyone here knows the chiluk. Something's a mutter, it's mutter. Something's a doicha. Doicha. Pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. Is that mutter or doicha? So fascinating. I mentioned in Shia recently that the Akronim assume that's totally in Tumahutra Duchya Betzibur. But I spoke my Shia last week about the Chanukah Inyan. So, Afyomi Shia. So, he said, we Paskin, Ram Paskins, just like Paskins Tuma Duchya Betzibur, he Paskins Chal Shabbos is Duchya. When you Chal Shabbos, it pushes it off, but it's not Hutter. It's Hutter Duchya means it's like difficulty, Rashi says, with matter, and you try to avoid it. Hutra, cooking on Yontif is Hutra Duchya. Cooking on Yontif is Hutra Duchya. Hutra, cooking on Yontif is not Duchya. The Torah says, Hakash Yeruch Shabbos. Chal Shabbos is Duchya. Zot the Chazon Ish, you only say Hayol, this is why you have company. There's something that's Hutra. See, I'm not doing it for the company, I'm cooking for the weekdays. I'm cooking for Shabbos of the week. Oh, but you have company, and you serve it on Yontif. So cooking on Yontif is Hutra. So we say this Svara, you may use it for Yontif, even though you didn't cook it for Yontif. But since you may ultimately use it on Yontif, so you say you may have company. But Zot the Chazon Ish, it's not a water. So you don't say oil if it's only doich. Simple Svara by say of the Chazon Ish. So we're not see one another terrorist.
Why didn't Tosfos say that?
good catch. I have an answer to that. I think this Svara of the Chazon Ish is two terrorists in Marit. When is it more likely to err on a heter? When it's hutra duch. So I taina, there's really a sugyan zvachim. So Yitzchak wants to know, this is such a good answer. Tosfos a shtick alamdin. Why didn't Tosfos think of this answer? So Rabbi Shai, so we have another teretz that Tosfos cash. Tosfos, it has to be shkiach. It's got to say hoyol, it's got to be shkiach. And cholosh yesh bo sakana. You know, this beautiful pilpul, he says cholosh yesh bo sakana is shkiach. He says cholosh yesh bo sakana is lo shkiach. But cholosh Shema Sakana, Shriach. So he talks about a hoyle for the Rabbanan. Just was matir. It's for chayle. Can you do an issa de Rabbanan? Somebody, a doctor, is coming home Friday night late, and he doesn't come into his house till he takes, he gets in the garage, he takes his clothes off. And then when he comes into the house, he jumps in the shower. So she wanted to know, can he take a shower on Shabbos, a hot shower on Shabbos? So I paskined that since taking a hot shower, not turn on the hot water, leave on the hot water. Going into that shower is only a Yisrael Rabbanan. Taking a hot shower on Shabbos, we'll see in the third parak soon in the Daf HaYomi, is only an Yisrael Rabbanan. So for Chayil Hashem Basakana, I said, this virus is at least a Chayil Hashem Basakana. Some doctors treat it like a Chayil Hashem Basakana. This guy wants to come home. He has a wife, can I know, and three kids. A Harborview younger man up in Boston. So I said, yep, he can take a shower on Shabbos because I'll treat it at least like a Chayil Hashem Basakana. And according to the sheet, one of the four sheet is Chabin Shim Chavches, he's in the Rabbanan for Chayil Hashem Basakana. So I was mad to him not to turn on the hot water. So you leave on the hot water for him before Shabbos. Not a bit, you know, leave on the hot water going. Nice shower for him. When he comes home, he'll jump in the shower. That's only an Issa d'Rabbanan. And for Chol Hashem Basakana, he can do an Issa d'Rabbanan. That's what I paskened about an hour ago, right before the shiur. I got this call about this guy coming home. He wants a kasher himself to come home. I mean, he works in the hospital. And he's exposed to a lot of sick people. So before he comes to his house, he's got to shower himself. So I said, it's at least a Chol Hashem Basakana. So you can take a hot shower. So Rabbi Yisai, in summation, we learned the stira, the Mishnah Brurah, about if you don't do afikayman without a seba. So he said, you don't have to do it again. One place he says, don't do it again. One place he says, you don't have to do it again. So we answered Rav Moshe Steretz. It depends if you're still in the process. You didn't start something else. You're still in the process of eating afikayman. And then we spoke by Arichas about my cousin's gosh, Dave Tachin. How does Dave Tachin work this year? You're not going to have any company. It's not likely you didn't have any company. Everyone's advising for not to visit people this Yom Tov. You're not going to have any company. So I say, according to Shagas Aryeh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're not going to have any company. As long as technically if company comes, you can give it to them. Then it's not us midaraisa. Because if the Shagas Aryeh Shita, that's something that's us midrabanan, how to Shagas Aryeh, it's something that's us midrabanan, it's mutter midaraisa, because midaraisa, you can feed it to the company. But the company won't eat it. They're not going to eat it. It's us and Rabbanan. Shagasai isn't. Shagasai holds, as long as it's mutter to eat it, the raisa. So you say, hoyol mid the raisa. So we see, so Rabbi Kivega is stunned, like my cousins. But the mice, and they're not going to eat it. It's us and Rabbanan. The Shagasai doesn't care. Because the Shagasai holds, it's like a technical heter. The fact that company could eat it. The fact that they could eat if they would come, that takes off the answer. Even though in Metzias, in reality, they won't eat it.
That's
so,
only
a more my base minute, which I say, you can rely on the everybody knows about my feeling to the Shagasai and Rabbi Kivega. These are the two greatest achreim that we sit from them. But you can rely and the Shagasai Yalalacha to make an Erev Tavshilim this year, even though company won't come, Lamaisa, the Shagasai, it doesn't matter that company won't come. It's not an Issadar, I claim, you may say, some of you may say it's an Issadar Raisa to visit another year today. But also, even that's not so simple, because I'm Shvega Tai's side thing. It's nothing to do with Shabbos Ayantiv, just an Issar of.
No Samoid, why say no Tamariacha?
So that's a question that would be called, and it's to the rice. I'm not so sure.
Shagas Aryeh is talking about a normal time, though. I'm not talking about a Magepa.
This was the Lamda Shashir.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.